You are now tuned in to Kershaw, Cutter & Ratanoff's Personal Injury Podcast, brought to you by KCRLegal.com. In today's podcast, insurance bad faith attorney Eric Ratanoff discusses disability insurance claims.
So, you've become disabled, and you've paid premiums all these years. You have done everything that you're supposed to do. You've made your claim. You've provided documentation and information to the insurance company. You've filled out their forms. You've given them permission to get your medical records or any other information they want. That permission also includes the permission to talk to your doctors if they need to. Now, what does your insurance company have the obligation to do? First and foremost, they have the obligation to promptly and thoroughly investigate your claim. That doesn't mean just look at what's convenient for them. They have to affirmatively look at the records, get any records that they don't have that they think may support your claim. And that's an important point. An insurance company in California cannot just look at information that supports their position that you're not disabled or that there isn't coverage under your policy. Every insurance company in California has an affirmative obligation to seek out evidence of coverage, not simply seek out evidence that helps them deny coverage. They have an obligation, and this is a very, very important right under an insurance policy, the right to hold your insurance company to the standard that they have to put your interests on at least as high a footing as they put their own. And that's a powerful tool and a powerful weapon. They have to investigate, and they have to do it quickly, timely. They have to pay you timely. They have to seek out the information that supports your claim, and they have to communicate with you. They are not allowed to be dishonest with you. They are not allowed to tell you that there's no coverage when in fact there is. They're not allowed to undercut your claim because it's convenient or profitable for them. In so much of the world, in so much of the way that we see big business doing business, companies put profits over people. An insurance company in handling your claim absolutely is not allowed to put profits over you. It's people over profits. They have got to do their job, and they've got to do it well, they've got to do it quickly, and they have to seek out information that supports you. Let's talk about the medical review doctor for the insurance company. This is somebody who earns his or her living from the insurance company that makes money by collecting premiums but not paying claims. So this doctor will look at the records and say, well, gee whiz, I disagree with the treating doctor, the one who's treated the insurance policy holder for the last 15 years, who knows the record inside out, who's visited with the patient many, many times over those years, who's actually drawn the blood and had the conversations and done the physical examinations and done all the work that doctors do when they're doctors who treat people and understand people and know their patient. But the insurance company has somebody there in-house on their payroll who will look at some records and say, well, you know, gee whiz, I disagree with the doctor who actually knows what he's talking about. There's no misunderstanding why that happens. The question is, what do we do about it? And what's an insurance company's obligation? It's certainly to do more than that. Now, has that doctor gotten on the phone with the treating doctor and said, hey, you know what, I read in your record that you say that the insured policyholder is disabled. Can you tell me why you feel that way? Can you tell me why you think the testing supports that? They don't do that, but they certainly should if they're going to disagree with that doctor. And why doesn't the insurance company doctor examine and do the physical exam? Make sure that if there's additional testing that needs to be done, why not get that testing done? They have an affirmative obligation to do it if they're going to deny the claim, where there's medical support in support of the claim. They can't simply disregard your good medical evidence from your treating doctors out of hand. Doesn't work that way on a private disability insurance policy in the state of California. You don't need to put up with that, and you shouldn't put up with that. And if your insurance company is going to play those kinds of games, get somebody, an attorney, another representative, to step forward and help you make your best case. Okay, I'm a lawyer, so this is my disclaimer. This is a public service announcement. This has not been put out to be legal advice for any of you on your particular situation. We hope you got a lot out of it and learned a lot about your rights, but please, if you have any specific legal question about any legal problem, pick up the phone and call a lawyer and get your problem figured out. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's podcast from Kershaw, Cutter, and Ratanoff. For more information, visit www.kcrlegal.com.